Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and I am Glovina Williams. Welcome again to the Dr. Glovina Show. I want to talk to you today. I want to get right into it about the rehearsal. So what does rehearsal have to do with our topic today? You know, you rehearse so that you can get it right, so that when it's time for the performance or when it's time for something to be presented to the public, you've really nailed it. You've got it down right. And so, but in the rehearsals, they have what they call the dress rehearsal. Yeah. And the dress rehearsal, that's where you put on the costume. I mean, everything is done as if it is the final or the first performance. That's the dress rehearsal. So the dress rehearsal, I want to remind you that some of us have been rehearsing some things over and over and over again. And now it is time for us to step out on faith. My desire through this episode is that we'll put some power and energy into fueling your vision and your dreams. So, you know, I like to ask questions. How many rehearsals do we need before we step out on faith? Yeah. Do you believe God? If so, it is time to step out. Today, I really want us to talk about and look at this man. His name was Abraham, and his wife's name was Sarah. Yeah, because I really want us to focus on something today as we go through this episode of the rehearsal. You know, if you've made mistakes, if you've run into some twists and turns in life, you know, the things that slow us down, it could just be a mental challenge. What I mean by that, it's sometimes things are not really as hard as they seem or as time consuming, but mentally we just get caught up in it. And sometimes that takes our energy that could be going into what we had planned to do. So if you've made mistakes or, you know, like I said, the kind of stuff that slows us down from completing our goals or which leads us to our destiny, I want you to just stop and pray and ask God to forgive you and help you, because we do need that forgiveness. The forgiveness is like a release. You know, it doesn't just have to be for a sin. Often it is a mistake that we've made and we're having a problem overcoming it or forgiving ourselves. Talk to Him. It's a personal relationship. Talk to God. Let's talk to Him. That's what we call prayer. Explain to Him, or He already knows, but just verbalize it. You know, I mentioned yesterday that it was Hannah, the woman in the Bible who's the mother of Samuel. It was Hannah who set us an example of the power of praying out loud. Even if your prayer is a whisper, you're still speaking those words out, that vibratory level, those tones, those tonations, they're coming out into the atmosphere. So if you've made mistakes, things that have slowed you down, pray. Ask God, forgive me and help me. Talk to Him in a personal way. And then step out on faith and think and believe that he's going to help you. Yeah. I'm going to share a story with you. It's about Abraham. This is when God appeared to Abraham, and you can find this basically in Genesis chapter 12 and 13. It says, once there was a city called Ur, and God appeared to a man who lived there named Abraham. And this is what God said to Abraham. He said, leave this place. Go to the land I will show you. You know, God may want us to just leave a place of thinking. He may want us to leave a state of mind and move on to something greater, something better, something that will advance us and move us forward. Hey, let me continue here. And God said, go to the land I will show you. And God made a promise to Abraham. Listen at this wonderful, magnificent promise that's still is beneficial for us today. I will make your family a great people. I will bless you and make your name great. Everyone on earth will be blessed because of you. So Abraham, he obeyed God. He left Ur and he took his family with him. So they traveled over hills and rivers. And what are you saying, Glovina? Hey, they ran into some obstacles. They had some hills they had to climb. They had some rivers they had to cross. But they were on their way to a land called Canaan. I'm talking about Abraham. We know this land as the promised land now. We know it as Israel. So here they are. And they camped by a big oak tree. And this is where God appeared to Abraham a second time. He says, I will give this land to your children, he said. Abraham built an altar and worshiped God. God gave Abraham another promise. I'm going to give this land to your children. And to show his appreciation through prayer, through gratitude, don't ever forget to be grateful. You know, if you can just look around your surroundings and begin to thank, grateful for your family, grateful for your closest loved ones, grateful for your friends, grateful for what God has given you, grateful for your sound mind, grateful for the ability to move about, grateful for the ability to even breathe the air of God. So Abraham, he showed his thanks. He built an altar and he worshiped God. He came into the presence of God. So it continues. Listen, traveling with Abraham, here's his family members, his nephew's name was Lot, and his wife was with him. Her name was Sarah. So they went many places together throughout Canaan. They're together. Today we know this as Israel. And Lot's shepherds and Abraham's shepherds, they started fighting. They couldn't get along. So Abraham, listen to the type of man this is. He invited Lot, his nephew. He said, choose another place to live. So near the Jordan River, there was a place called Sodom, and Lot chose to live there. And he thought, you know, to him, it looked like a garden that was made by God. It looked one way, but guess what? The Bible says that the people in Sodom, they were wicked and they didn't love God. So Abraham, he lived in Canaan, the land God had promised to him. It's amazing how give us some instructions and speak to us in our quiet moments. Remember, the Lord said to Abraham, he said, go from your country, your people, your father's household to a land I'm going to show you. And I want you to step out on faith, Abraham, because I'm going to make you a great nation, and I'm going to bless you. God wants to do so many great things in our life. And many times, God is positioning us so that we can be blessed. Mm-hmm. He's positioning you so that you can be blessed. And then he gave Abraham a promise. He says, I will bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, Abraham, I will curse. and all people on the earth. They're going to be blessed through you. Wow. So this is such a wonderful and powerful example for us to look at. And we're, you know, as we get into the Word of God, it becomes an incredible, empowering force, which enables us to locate the sustainment that we need in order to fulfill our goals, in order to fulfill our destiny. There's a sustaining power in the Word of God. Yes, there's a sustaining power in the Word of God. Now, Abraham, who we just read about, he had faith in the invisible. He had not seen the land. He just obeyed God. And there's some things that are hidden from you that are unseen, that's really often undetectable by the physical eye. You really can't see them, but God has promised it to you. And I believe that we're coming into a place where as we think, so is it. Yes, I still speak the spoken word, but some of you, you're already experiencing this. So you're just thinking something and you go, wow, I was just thinking about that. And this happened or that came into place for me. Proverbs 23:7, for as a person thinketh in their heart, so are they. So whatever you think about, this is what will come about. You know, this is not a pie in the sky or a lackadaisical or a lazy type of an attitude. We are going to live our lives. We're not just going to just think and not put any legs under our thoughts. It's fundamental to what we believe. It is the faith that our hope and our assurance rest upon, that God is with us. He's in us. You're created, I'm created, in the image and the very likeness of God. It is our responsibility to seek God and to mature in God. And then it seems like that inspiration comes. And, you know, that inspiration that moves us from despair or hopelessness or unnecessary negative anxiety, and it moves us to hope and love. That's the inspiration that we need and that we desire. As a person thinks, so what they think about, what the thoughts are, so is that person. It's a spiritual force that can take us from one dimension to another, can take us from, as I mentioned just a moment ago, can take us from despair or hopelessness or nervousness or anxiety to hope and love. So listen, you say, hey, if I start thinking too much, Glavina, I might, you know, people will start saying, wow, that's heavy or you're too heavy. No. Go on and think heavy. Come on, get out of the box and don't be concerned about, as I'm going to put it this way, I'm not going to say don't be concerned about what people say because, you know, we do. We're on Facebook and all those social medias concerned about what people say. But what I mean by that is simply don't let it prevent you from moving forward. Because as you God, you're going to get weightier. You're not going to gain weight, as we know, in the pounds. But this knowledge of God, the understanding of God, the strength of God, it's going to become part of us. It'll begin to be absorbed into our spiritual, our inner self. And then this will give us the power and the fuel to exercise our faith. How long are you going to rehearse these things? How many times are we going to think about it and not put legs under our thoughts, not put some action to our prayers? You know, a very wise woman wrote me a text, and she simply said, this is life. This is not the dress rehearsal. So listen, let's come out of the rehearsal mode. Let's come out of the just preparing and just seeing it in our mind. Let's put some feet to it. Let's put some action. Let's put some some serious intention to it. We've received the knowledge that we need. Hey, it's orbiting. It's, you know, the knowledge we have has been stored like, you know, like a satellite. You know, the satellites that gather all the data, that, you know, those artificial bodies that are placed in orbit around the Earth, the Moon, and other planets, need information or communicating. You know, it's just swirling around this information, this knowledge, this knowing that you have the ability. Let's do something. Let's, come on, let's move forward and step out on faith. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Now faith. Now the trust and the reliance that I can do this. And faith is believing. Mark 11:24 says this. This blows my mind every time I read it. Therefore, I tell you, come on, get up. Hey, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Put some action under this. Faith is believing. You have the faith. You have the confidence. Now step out on faith. Put some substance to the things that you hope for. Listen, I'm going to read another scripture to you. This is John 20:25-29. It says, so the other disciples told him, we've seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see, some of you already know who I'm talking about here, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. You know, we call him today Doubting Thomas. That's where this little phrase comes from. And though it says the doors were locked, listen at this, Jesus came and stood among them and said, listen at what he said to them. Thank you, Maddie, I love you. And he said to them, Jesus, now the doors are locked. Jesus came through. He appeared there, and listen what he said to them. Peace be with you. And then he said to Thomas, the doubting one. I know I've doubted sometimes. Let's not be so hard on Thomas. He said, put your finger here. See my hand. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. And then Jesus said to Thomas, stop doubting and believe. He's saying that to us today. Stop doubting and believe. Listen what Thomas said to him. He said, my Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, Thomas, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. You're blessed when you haven't seen the physical manifestation and you believe that God's going to do it for you. I'm going to read another one for you. Romans 4:17-21. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that are not. Hey, we're talking about the God that gives life to the dead, your dead dreams, your dead visions, and calls into being things that are not, calls those things that be not as though they were. He said, against all hope, you may feel like, I don't know if I'll be able to do this. You're going to have a testimony that will let people know with God all things are possible if you only believe. Back to the scripture, the 18th verse. Against all hope, Abraham. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Reverend Bookstein. Against all hope, Abraham in hope, he believed. And so, listen, as Abraham's hope and belief, he became the father of many nations. Because this man was childless. That's just some of the background of the story. But just as it had been told to him, so shall your offspring be. And without weakening in his faith, Abraham faced that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead, his wife. Yet he did not waver through unbelief. Don't waver in unbelief, my beloved. Do not waver. Hey, you know what it means to waver. It's like a person that's intoxicated. I mean, really, really intoxicated. Watch them. They can't walk. They can't get their bearing. Do not waver at the promises of God. Oh, wow. I know you're receiving this. It says, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but he was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. I am with you during this episode because I love you, and I want to strengthen your faith. I want you to be fully persuaded that God has the power to do what he has promised you. Hey, here's a little recipe. You know when you're cooking something or you taste something really nice that's appealing to your taste buds, you ask the person, can I have that recipe? Here's a recipe for you. Read God's word. And what you read, believe God's word. And this is another portion. Don't consider, my beloved, don't give any weight thing that contradicts the word of God. Hi, hey, to Betty out in Ghana, Africa. Thank you, Betty. God love you. Give praise to God because God is our source. So read God's word. You could remind yourself on your cell phone. Read the scripture. Believe what you read. And then what? Throw aside all the weight of the contradictory circumstances or thoughts that try to tell you you won't be able to accomplish this. And then give praise to God because he really is our source, Yahweh, the great self-existing one. He is our source. And a gentle reminder, faith is not a feeling. So I'm not feeling it. Glovina, I'm not feeling it. Don't you worry about that. You don't have to feel it. Remember Abraham and Sarah? God brought them back to life. Hey, come on, girl. He restored Sarah's youth women. And some of you, he's restoring your youth. Yeah. Faith is not a feeling. It's the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Abraham and Sarah and Lot, his nephew, they went. They obeyed God. See, Sarah and Lot, they were following Abraham's lead. Perhaps God has put someone in your life that can pour into you, yeah, that can strengthen, hey, this is what I heard yesterday, that can sharpen your iron. Yeah, you're already sharp, but they can sharpen it. You know, when you're cutting something and you have a knife sharpener, once in a while, yeah. Thank you. Once in a while, you have to sharpen that knife. Yes, you do. You have to sharpen it. And so there may be someone in your life that you can depend on and that you can trust, and you can take their advice and consider it. You don't have to always take the advice that someone gives you. But guess what? You can consider it. It may be just a small missing component that you need. Yeah. Does that sound okay today? Oh, I want you to step out on faith. Yeah, if you've made some mistakes, if you run into some twists and turns, life is full, my beloved, of twists and turns. We set out in one direction and other things happened. I read to you how Abraham and Lot, their shepherds began to have confrontations. And Abraham took the lead. And he said, hey, Lot, you and your shepherds, go to another place, choose wherever you want. But they came back together. So I want you to know that you may be separated right now. I don't know. And I'm going to keep it in the context of your dreams and your visions. You may be separated right now from your dreams and from your vision, but God's going to bring it all together so, so nicely. Yeah. I know you believe that. Hey, if you've made some mistakes and stuff has slowed you down, don't you worry about speed bumps. You know, when you're driving, you're not going to forget this. When you're driving and you hit a speed bump, if you're going fast, it's going to slow you down. Even if it's through a bump, it's going to make you stop and think, oh, I didn't see that. Or if you see the speed bump, you slow down. Even if you've hit some speed bumps and you've had to slow down, don't you be discouraged, my beloved. Pray. Oh, come on. Talk to God. Said, Lord, forgive me. Maybe I got off track. Maybe I went down the wrong path when you told me to take this path. And help me, Lord. Talk to him. It's a personal relationship. And then put it in your thoughts. As a man thinketh or a woman thinketh, so is she or so is she. Think, my beloved, and believe that God is going to help you. I want to say hello to my mother, my beautiful mother, Dolores. I love you. I want to shout out today to my Aunt Steen and my other two aunts, Rosemary and Jewel. I want to say I love you. I'm going to shout out to my sister. I want to shout out to Maddie today and Betty. I want to say hi to Cynthia on the island of Sardinia. I shout out today to Cynthia in Kansas. I'm shouting out today to Sheila, how are you today? I'm saying hi to Judy, and there's so many of you. Queen Jewel, hello. LaRussia, hello. Mr. Randall Kane, hello. LaDonna, hello. Oh, my goodness. I want to say hello to Prophetess Carolyn in the great state of Mississippi. What an awesome, awesome, awesome woman of God. I say hi to my two sons today, Sean and Marlon, hi. I want to say hi to Carolyn and Cheryl. I love you. Hey, sending out sweet kisses and love to Stephen, Nico, Jordan, Kayla, and Lauren, and Tandana. I love you. I want to say hi to Brian in Baltimore, Arnold in Maryland. I want to give a special shout out today to a Mr. Don S. McClure. What a prolific author and podcaster. Oh, my God, check him out. I want to say hello to all of you today. Hi, Denise. Hi, LaTorsha and Fabio. How are you today? Hey, listen, are you practicing self-care? I know some of you are. You've been hitting me up on that. You're practicing self-care. I want you to continue to do that. It's going to relieve stress. It's going to help you to reset. It's going to help you not to have that urge to overcommit yourself. Hey, you're going to reach out more and more, and you're going to reach out in a brand new level of energy. Hi, Velma and Terry. How are you today? I want to shout out to all of you today. Daphne, hello. Shatoya, hi. How are you today? I want you all to step out on faith. Hey, the rehearsal, come on out. Hey, this is not dress rehearsal. Step out. You're ready. You've practiced it over and over again. You've put on the garment so many times. Now I want you to step out on faith. Hi, Apostle Donna. How are you? I want to shout out to Collegiate Training Institute. Thank you for your support. All of you, you're the apple of God's eye, and you're so special to me. I don't take it for granted. I see you. I love you. And guess what? I pray for you. I thank God for this podcast because it gives me an opportunity to share with you what God has given me. Have a wonderful day, and don't you be discouraged. Terry, it's great, all the progress that you're making. I know you're walking in a newness of life. And guess what? It's so noticeable. Hi, Omo. I want to say God bless you. Have a wonderful day. You know this is a special day. Get out. Get some fresh air and enjoy. Enjoy this day that God has given you. You're so wonderful. And the best for you is yet to come. will step out on faith. No more rehearsals for this particular goal. Step out. You will not regret it. Love, peace, and happiness.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.